Turning back to the teaching on forgiveness. A person who gives and takes hurts is capable of living an easy and comfortable life in the world. A person who gives and takes hurts is capable of living an easy and comfortable life in the world. Life is difficult for the fine person, for he cannot give back what he receives in the way of hurt, and he can feel it more than the average person. I think a way of highlighting this perhaps is last night I was reading a book about St. Teresa, the Little Flower of Lisieux. And I think some of you know about her. I've spoken of her before. She was a very young, had a lot of prophetic visions and spiritual experiences at a young age, passed away in this remote village in France by age 24, and yet is considered one of the doctors of the Roman Catholic Church. How great is her being? I mean, she lived in obscurity in a Carmelite, secluded convent. But I was reading about her when she started to attend school. And the book is biographical, but also autobiographical, because there are notes from her own journal. And she was talking about how when she went to school, she was smaller than the rest of the children, and she was young, too, because there were many classes all in one, it was a one-room school. But her mind was very sharp. And she was also rather pretty and petite, and so the teachers really liked her very much, and they liked that her mind was so smart. In fact, even then, one of her teachers called her the doctor. Interesting. And, well, you can imagine that there was people that amongst her classmates that were very jealous of her and made it things very hard on her because they could see that she was favored and she was also excelling in school beyond her years, you know, even that of some of the older children. And it was observed by her family that she never answered back to these children. And what's more is when she came home, she never once, she had several sisters who were, some of them were close to her in age, so they knew what was going on. She never talked about it at home. She just took it as her own kind of crucifixion and just committed to love Jesus more and more. You know, a small child that can do that is pretty incredible. And she was very sensitive too. It's also known. And I think that relates to this. He cannot give back what he receives in the way of hurt, and he can feel it more than the average person because he's not numb and stupefied by blunting one's feelings. In the Gayan, Hazratanai Khan says, love which manifests as tolerance, as forgiveness, that love it is which heals the wounds of the heart, of our hearts. Love which manifests as tolerance, as forgiveness, that love is it which heals the wounds of the heart. Anyone have anything they'd like to contribute here, or perhaps even about the meditation that you'd like to share, or any questions or flags that are going up?
I can't help but remember when anytime forgiveness comes up, the newsletter from Happiness University about forgiveness 2 months ago. I forwarded it to you if I could, but I don't know how. I think it has disabled. But nevertheless, it just said, hey, there's really nothing to forgive if you're living correctly. You don't feel it or think it anyway.
Well, and we're going to get to that. Okay. Hopefully we can learn some skills that will help us get there. Yeah, and talk about some practices. Anyone else? I know that for me in the vision, the person that I brought in, when I turned to them, they were just sobbing and crying. So I realized that they themselves carry a great wound. It can help us have a sympathy towards our transgressors, perhaps. Anyone else? Anyone from online that would like to share something? Okay, I'm going to move on then. Again, back to the reading on training of the ego through forgiveness. Many seek protection from all hurting influences by building some wall around themselves. Many seek protection from all hurting influences by building some wall around themselves. But the canopy of the earth is so high that a wall cannot be built high enough. And the only thing one can do is to live in the midst of all inharmonious influences, to strengthen his willpower and to bear all things, yet keeping the fineness of character and a nobleness of manner together with an ever-living heart. Shall I read that again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Many seek protection from all hurting influences. You know, we do that. We get very contracted. You know, we withdraw. We, you know, have a shield of some kind. I'm not saying that in some instances that isn't also appropriate. There is something that can be reflected back, perhaps, to the other person that they need to also bear witness to. But here, we're not really talking about a kind of ordinary way of being in the world. We're trying to elevate our consciousness, our behavior, our thoughts, our feelings, to a kind of extraordinary spiritual way of living in the world. That's what Murshid's talking about. And I think we are often so accustomed tit for tat, answering back, justifying ourselves. You know, it goes on and on. We all know this. So, many seek protection from all hurting influences by building some wall around themselves. But the canopy over the earth is so high that a wall cannot be built high enough. And the only thing one can do is to live in the midst of their inharmonious influences and strengthen his willpower and to bear all things, bless you, yet keep the fineness of character and a nobleness of manner together with an ever-living heart. Can someone give an example of a historical figure that was able to do that?
Cheek.
Jesus, think about it, when he was accused of and treated in the manner that he was,
forgive them, for they know not what they do.
That's right. Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do.
Both the writer T.S. Eliot and the painter Pierre Bonnard had also rather hysterical and violent women. Both of them created incredibly refined art. But eventually, T.S. Eliot's wife was able to keep. That was never a subject of his letters. Mm. No, his stresses with her.
So, yeah, he didn't defame her in any way.
Right.
Yeah, he kept her dignity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. And that also shows that we can use these experiences if we really believe, and there is every possibility that we can have the faith to believe that God's hidden hand is in everything. And if that is true, then there's meaning in everything. And if that is true, can we uncover that meaning so that we can have that fineness of character, perhaps produce that great body of art, perhaps develop something in us that inspires other people. I think it's possible. But only is it possible if we can kind of put that sky hook out and grab something that's beyond ourselves. Again, another reading, this is actually from the Bowl of Sake. He who expects to change the world will be disappointed. Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of responses from that. He who expects to change the world will be disappointed. He must change his view. She must change her view. When this is done, then tolerance will come. Forgiveness will come, and there will be nothing he cannot bear. I remember, and I've maybe told this story already, not in this session, however, so I'll repeat it. I remember being on retreat. It was a Sufi retreat, and people were sharing on the subject of forgiveness. And this woman, she was a single woman, and she was an older woman, had, after retirement, given service to going into the prisons and meeting with prisoners and talking about religious matters and offering the universal worship. And you know, she had become friends, and it was a men's prison too. It wasn't a women's prison. And at one point, it was warm weather, and she was in her kitchen, and she had the screen door. It was unlocked. She had been going in and out from her garden, and she had been washing things at the sink, and she turned around, and it was one of the men she had ministered to, and he had a big knife in his hand, and he came, and he grabbed her, and he had the knife at her throat. And you want to know what she said?
Go ahead.
No.
I love you.
Yeah.
Jesus loves you, and so do I. Jesus loves you, and so do I. And it was so shattering to him that he dropped the knife and ran away. Just for someone to say that in that moment. And what an amazing person that she was able to keep her wits about her, and those were her last thoughts, or could have been her last words. Pretty extraordinary. To become cold with the coldness of the world is weakness, and to become broken by the hardness of the world is feebleness. To become cold with the coldness of the world is weakness. To become broken by the hardness of the world is feebleness. But to live in the world and yet to keep above the world is like walking on water. We know someone that did that, right? But to live in the world and yet keep above the world is like walking on water. There are two essential duties for the man of wisdom and love. That is to keep the love in our nature ever increasing and expanding, and to strengthen the will so that the heart may not be easily broken. To strengthen the will so that the heart may not easily be broken. I mean, we don't want to be like Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. I mean, that's the risk. We could allow ourselves to be so shattered and so fragmented that we don't reintegrate and find our wholesomeness. Any comments, any thoughts? Absolutely.
Sometimes you do
have. That's right.
That's not forgiveness. You don't have anything to forgive because you did anything. But you have to change yourself, and you have to change your attitude, so physically and mentally. in this world.
You have to be so full of passion for what you're doing that you love life so much you don't even notice the coarse souls around you.
That's right. And you have to forget.
You'd never hear it. It just doesn't exist.
All those nasty things that you've put up with for years.
And only the good die young. So we're all here still. I'm teasing you.
I act as if nothing happens, but I have a terrible arm that I cannot raise.
Yeah.
And it's from anger. Mm. Now, I was reading all about arms and the acupressure and the shiatsu books and the tweenwa or whatever they are. And because I saw, what was it, next, the play down at the Kaufman, Next to Normal.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go see that, you'll never go to a doctor as long as you live, because that's just a parody on,
yes,
go to the next doctor, I'm sorry, we can't heal you, let me call and give you my best friend, no way, no way, no medicine, nothing, I've got to do it myself. So I'm doing my best to love every minute of my life and get well, so I can move my arm and put a nail in the wall and hammer it.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting metaphor, you know, that you're shouldering things, or, you know, what are you bearing, on that area.
And
so,
Louise Hay will say, or actually, if you look up bursitis in Heal Your Body, Louise Hay's book, it says, so angry, you wish you could hit someone. So you see.
So hit that nail.
Yeah, right.
Well, you have to, you know what, it's not about repression, but it is about transformation.
Okay.
I really want that word to go in. It is transforming it. And it is seeing that ultimately, you know, our willingness to tolerate certain things can do more harm to us than others.
Yeah.
I think we do have to be wise and not be in harm's way and not continually allow things to repeat themselves upon our being or our consciousness. That's our responsibility.
Totally.
When we're younger, it's our parents' responsibility perhaps to do that. But then we have to do that as adults.
And do you know what this book, Qigong book actually says, that your left arm is trouble with the spouse. Well, that couldn't be. We couldn't have any trouble with our spouse because they're so sweet and adorable. What a low-down, lowly conscience book.
Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, I'm glad Al's here. Thank you.
Why would they ever say that?
Well, and that person has a limitation, too, in their expression or their analysis, perhaps. Well, we have some feelings around that, don't we?
Yeah.